Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
The next action item is the acceptance of a grant for a forward-looking infrared radar from our thermal imaging camera. Our new police chief is already paying off for us. She has secured this grant. Chief, anything you'd like to add?
Evening, folks. The FLIR is a forward imaging camera. The benefit of it is it allows us to be able to locate individuals, for example, in the woods, a missing child, an elderly senior who's lost their way. We recently had an incident where we had a report of gunshots in the woods, and so our officers had to call out for an individual and search for them. It's a safety issue for the officers. This allows them to be able to, from a thermal imaging camera, identify a heat source and then be able to locate them and move that direction.
That's new Chief of Milton Police, Jennifer Frank, and if you're wondering where the drama is, or why this is an episode of Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, it's a bit of a mislead, I apologize, because this one's actually just good news. I got some good news out of the Milton City Council meeting. I don't always get to say that, but, you know, interesting stuff. And this is just to tell you that it's a Milton story, you know, and if we're going to play you the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, we might as well every once in a while give you a good story. The idea of having the forward-looking infrared radar so you could see at night, basically, you might think of this. It's not night vision exactly. It's heat vision, but still very useful for certain scenarios.
Especially helpful, similar situation. We had a missing child. We had a missing individual who fled the hospital in a Baker Act who is going through a mental health crisis. And again, we're deploying a lot of resources trying to locate that individual, also having to utilize canine services from our nearby agencies. That kind of tends to exacerbate a situation. When we can use the FLIR, it allows us to identify the heat source and go engage with that individual and de-escalate the situation.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fantastic. And also,
it's through the Deputy Sheriff's Association. It's a $699 item with no match required at all, direct delivery of goods. And they have accepted our application and are prepared to provide that to us if the council is willing to accept it.
Yeah, so we're getting the FLIR. It's provided by grants. We don't have to pay anything. So fantastic. Okay. I feel like I'm a little outside of my domain, but I am going to, since I mentioned, FLIR is going to give you heat vision so you can see things that you wouldn't normally be able to see because they're translated into the visible spectrum based on heat. Night vision just amplifies the visible spectrum. It doesn't give you information that's not already there. It just makes it brighter. That's why, like, for example, if somebody turns on a real bright light and you're wearing night vision, it's bad. Wouldn't happen the same way in a FLIR because it's not a heat source. Not, I mean, it is a heat source, but okay, I'm going to move on. Also, another thing, interesting, again, good news story. Jennifer, by the way, one of the things I like about Chief Frank is that she's been doing press conferences more and talking about the cases that they solve, which is good. I like it when people do press conferences. It's good. And her knowledge base and tone and the way she talks, I haven't had a chance to meet her. I came so close. We were at the hurricane event at the EOC in Santa Rosa couple weeks ago, and remember, John, I said, oh, hey, there's Chief Frank, and you know, and then I was talking to Bethany, the PIO, and she had already left. I'm like, oh, dang, because I'd wanted to, you know, meet her in person. Anyway, so another thing that MPD is doing is bomb training.
Very pleased to announce, and we recently applied for four officers to attend a school over in Socorro, New Mexico. It is a bomb school training that allows us to be able to better respond to bomb response incidents. Given today's day and age with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's, with Whiting Field, with the courthouse, with seven different schools in our agency, we realized that we had a training gap, and it was an area that our officers were not trained yet to respond to the potential of a bomb threat in our region.
Again, good. It may not be all that common in Milton, but you want people trained for all the different things that you might get, you know, experience with?
The benefit of this is the grant was written for everything. That is the tuition of the school, the actual flight, the mileage, covers their meals and incidentals while they're there, to include the parking at Pensacola Airport when they leave the vehicle there to head out on a flight. So there's no cost to the agency other than paying the officers regularly scheduled and already budgeted hourly time. The total value for the four officers to attend is $18,800. Works out to be $4,700 per officer. Pretty proud of our department. Within the last 30 days, we've obtained almost $20,000. In grant with no match required, no expectation of the city.
John, did I say radar?
I don't remember that.
I wouldn't. It's a completely different system. Somebody texted in, it's not radar. Yeah. I mean, forward-looking infrared. Did I say radar at the end of that? Maybe I did. I don't know. It's possible. If I did, I'm sorry. No, it has nothing to do with radar. Completely separate thing. Anyway, so yeah, this is good news. Good news. There was, and by the way, there was more, I thought, good news notes in this meeting. We'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with that disabled vehicle on West 10 Mile Road and Highway 29. It is blocking the northbound lane. So if you're approaching 10 Mile Road, just be aware that that's, they're trying to get it off to the side of the road, but that's causing some delays. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. 98, Highway 90 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You say more good news out of Milton. Yeah, I mean, you have to play the good stuff. If you're going to play the ugly stuff, you got to play the good stuff too. And this was one of those just delightful moments. Genuinely delightful moments. You had a woman named Felicia Reeves who was born and raised in Milton and went off to work in the military and worked at the Pentagon, I guess. And I don't think she lives here. I think her parents live here. I'm not sure if I get the details wrong, but she's a delightful lady. And she had some very just encouraging things to say. Here, listen.
I want to share with you that the city of Milton has made an impression on people that you'll never know. I cannot tell you how many charrettes I have been in for a bed down of aircrafts, be it at Eglin, be it out in California, or wherever, where you introduce yourself, you tell them that you're from Milton, and some captain, some four-star says, Milton. And I say, yes. And the question that they always ask me is, the Milton Bakery still there? And I'm always happy to report that it is still there, you know.
You know, Milton is so built around serving the Navy, but also the donuts.
Oh, and they are so amazing.
They are really, really, really good.
And I want to tell you, as someone that also serves as a commissioner, which I do in the city that I live in, it really matters when the council, the commissioners hear from the constituents and feel compelled to actually do something. And I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, she's a delight. And, I mean, she talked for like 5 minutes. She went way over time because she didn't know the time restrictions, and Heather tried to stop her, and then she kind of said, oh, fine, just keep talking. But anyway, it was a great story. I love that. And I'm sure that's true. When you're in these military, you know, you're in these Navy meetings, and people have been through Milton, right? And so if they're pilots, and they remember it, and they want to know if the Milton Bakery's. It's great. I love it. And, that, you know, I try to say it as often as we do the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater bit because it really is true. Milton's a great place to live. Wonderful people. Even the government is actually very, very good. In spite of, you might say, some of the people that are elected members of that.
You know, as a Milton resident, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And you listen to these things and you're like, yeah. Nah. And by the way, you know, this is also true. And I maybe don't do as good a job of saying this as I really should. Even if there are a few, let's just say, bumps in the city council road, not every member of city council is a bump. There are some really good ones. And it's always true. It's like, you know, if one person on the Escambia County Commission is a mess, then people think the whole commission is a mess. And that's not fair to the other members, but it's kind of how the picture forms, you know? And if one person on the Pensacola City Council is a mess, and you kind of think of, well, it's dysfunction at it's not dysfunction at the city council, it's dysfunction with this person and this person and this person and these members of the public. Oh yeah. And it's the good ones don't, they all get dragged into it by reputational, you know, proximity, which is not great, but it is the truth of it. 619 here on News Radio 8, 614 Hike Omaha, 819 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about working on a project around the home, you got to fix something up, Pensacola Hardware is your place. If you build things for a living and you do not already contract your Pensacola Hardware, man, go. Like, go talk to them. Talk to Jimmy and Martin in Mansfield. Here's what you do, okay? After you get done with the job today, go downtown, stop in, and just say, hey, you know, where's Jimmy? Okay, and they'll be like, he's in the back. And then go say, Jimmy, Andrew is always talking about how great you are and what you can do to help me. What can you do to help me? And he'll be like, what do you do? And you tell him, and he'll know what you do. And he'll be like, here's what we can do for you. And okay, I don't know. Maybe it turns out he can't do anything for you. Seems unlikely to me, but maybe. Okay, but now you know. Or you're like, oh, wow, you get me. You understand what we do. You are the commercial construction supply business. You've been doing this for 174 years. You can take care of all my needs, and I don't need to have a translator. Go talk to him and find out. Seriously, put me to the test. Go find out. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Indiana, we are simply passing through history. This is history.
News story out of, and I know you don't get to hear me say this a lot, New York City. No, not the part about them electing a Muslim socialist. That's only New York.
Primary.
Whatever. Yeah, but he's going to, I mean, whoever wins the primary, if you're a Democrat, what, the Republican's going to win the general election? I don't think so. But no, what's the good part about this, the weird part about this is I didn't realize New York City had ranked choice voting. I am.
Which you love.
I am a 100%. I supported 110%. No, 100%, because I can do math. There's literally no argument against it, and yet it's illegal in Florida. The only argument against ranked choice voting is that you think people are going to get confused. They're not. Or you think that it doesn't benefit the two-party system, which it doesn't. You say, well, they're using it within the two-party system. Yeah. Ranked choice voting is the idea that if you've got 10 candidates in a field for a race, you number them 1 through 10, or in this case, you can have 5. They allow 5. It's fine. And then what you do is you have rounds of voting, and on the first round of voting, you count everybody's first choice. And if somebody gets a majority, you're done, because you never lose votes in subsequent rounds. If nobody gets a majority, you know, somebody gets 40%, let's say, then you take everybody's fifth or lowest choice, anybody like the very lowest one, and you eliminate that person from the contention, and then you let their ninth, their second place votes go, okay? And if there's nobody at 50%, then you, third, you go through this until you get down to a place where somebody gets 51% or 50.1%, whatever, 50% plus a vote. It's a beautiful system because it gives you true results of what people like and don't like. It allows, if you did it across multiple parties, like not in a primary but in a general, then you would find out, do third parties really have support? Because people are able to vote for who they really want to vote for. Instead of the most frustrating thing in American elections is that you have to decide not just who you want, but you have to decide who you want of the people you think are the likely contenders to win. Right? There's no point in voting for the person who's got no chance. Vote for the two people that have a chance, vote for the one you like best, right? That's how it works. In ranked choice voting, you don't have to make that decision. You just vote for the person you like. And then eventually you vote for the eighth place person, but if all of the other ones are non-candidates, non-viable, then you help them decide the election. Here's what's weird in the New York City results. Nobody has got 50%. Zoran Mamdani has got 43.5%. Andrew Cuomo has 36%. Nobody won. Nobody has won yet. I'll explain more in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. 98, Highway 90, Highway 29, they are all looking good. Even 9 miles flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So you have to get to 50% to win, and nobody's got 50%. And they're even saying that the second and subsequent rounds of voting have to be tabulated over the next couple of days. Now, Cuomo's conceded. I don't think that settles it. You know, that doesn't end it, because if it turns out that the next choice, Brad Lander, who's got 11%, if all of his votes go to Cuomo, Cuomo would win. He'd be at least ahead. He'd have to pick up some more from somewhere else to get to 50%. But you have to actually run the second and third rounds. Nobody's won yet. And by the way, this is only the primary, not the general, as I said. But, now there's some theory behind this about why the people likely to support Mamdani on second or third round are likely have voted for this person or whatever. But, okay, nobody's got 50%. It's not over. Even the good article at the Guardian that says if the exactly. So I don't know, it just frustrates me because it's, and by the way, it shouldn't be this hard to tabulate. I don't know why they're struggling so much. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great supply of good quality used cars. And one of the things they do is they try to make everything as easy as possible. So when you look at a price sheet for a car, you look at a sheet that has all of the costs, everything associated with the deal. If you're doing a trade-in, it's built in there, whatever. If not, whatever. Financing, if or not, whatever. And then out-the-door price. There's a line at the bottom that just has out-the-door price, and then that's the price you talk about. When we were negotiating for our Odyssey, we said, can you come down a little? They did. Can we give us a day? They did. Can you come down a little? They did. Can we buy the car? We did. I mean, it was that easy. But there was no subsequent, oh, and by the way, we forgot to tell you about the undercoating aftermarket dealer incisor tax or whatever. Like all the nonsense that these places go through. There's none of that. Okay, there's none of that. The other thing that gives you Carfax, and it's attached. And it's very easy, and it's right there, and it's, no problem. You can look at the history of the car, vehicle history to the degree it's been reported. Now, I recommend if you're buying from somebody else, you get a used vehicle inspection, okay, because you never know. But a Carfax is a good start. And if you are buying from somebody else, like on Marketplace or, whatever, or some corner lot, go to Frontier and get give them the VIN, and they'll give you a Carfax for free to help you buy a car from somebody else. Why? Because they can, because it's helpful. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran seems to be holding for now. Each side is claiming victory in that battle. U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff says...
Iran is claiming victory?
Both sides say they won. Can't make it up. Steve Witkoff says talks between Washington and Tehran are ongoing. Breaking news here. It's hot out there.
It is.
More than half of the country sweltering in what they're calling an extremely dangerous heat wave. Temperatures 20 degrees above normal, all the way from Maine to Texas. More heat forecast today. And Andrew, is your wallet feeling a little bit lighter?
I use a money clip.
Okay. A famous piece of 80s movie clothing was auctioned off yesterday. I wasn't sure if maybe you were the winner in this.
Is this the vest?
It is the brown patterned vest from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And it went under budget or under expectations. at only $280,000. What a bargain.
My God, who pays that? I just, that is, honestly.
The estimates were that it could go for up to $600,000.
I can't imagine that anybody would pay that much for the vest of a guy who pretended to be the Sausage King of Chicago.
A problem?
You're Abe Froman.
That's right. I'm Abe Froman,
the Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah, that's me.
Look, first of all, we're not going to get pinched. Second of all, if we're going to get pinched, it is not going to be by a guy like that. 8:30 on News Radio. This is bad, though. I was quoting a Ferris Bueller line to my wife the other day, and she was like, yeah, I don't really know Ferris Bueller. It's over. Go home.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump and the NATO summit in the Netherlands pushing back against the leaked report that airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities only set its weapons program back a few months and that enriched uranium had been moved.
Well, the intelligence was very inconclusive. Okay. The intelligence says we don't know. It could have been very severe.
Iran's defense ministry confirms the facilities are badly damaged. New York State Assemblyman Zoran Mandani declares victory in the Democrats' primary for mayor of New York City.
We have won because New Yorkers have stood up for a city they can afford.
He's a 33-year-old Democratic socialist up against 10 other candidates, including former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He could run as an independent in November's general election, like current mayor and former Democrat Eric Adams. Curtis Sliwa is the Republican nominee. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 81 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Well, we do have another update this morning on that double shooting in Atmore earlier this week. We are now seeing a 22-year-old man has been charged with murder and attempted murder after that that double shooting that happened in Atmore earlier this week. Of course, it happened on Carver Avenue near 18th Avenue, according to police. It was after a big drag racing gathering that happened, and over 50 gunshots were fired as race winners were collecting their money. Tyler Hall is currently being held at the Escambia, Alabama jail. Again, 22-year-old Tyler Hall apparently being charged with murder and attempted murder in that case. We'll let you know when we learn more about that. Also this morning, learning about a fatal accident in Santa Rosa County. The Florida Highway Patrol says that happened on Highway 98 just west of Beechwood Drive. FHP says a sedan rear-ended a van. Both vehicles then ended up on the opposite side of the highway. The driver of the sedan was taken to Gulf Breeze Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The driver of the van was taken to Sacred Heart with minor injuries. That crash does remain under investigation. A big immigration enforcement operation resulted in 37 arrests in Gulf Shores yesterday. The operation involved federal and local law enforcement agencies, including, of course, the FBI, Homeland Security, ATF, Orange Beach and Gulf Shores Police, the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. The details about the arrests or the charges have not been released as of yet. The city of Gulf Shores, though, did say that the construction site was under the complete control of the contractor. They say no city or school employees were present at the time of the arrests. Pensacola woman facing charges for a crash that killed a two-month-old infant last year. 23-year-old Michaela Aaliyah Thomas was arrested yesterday. Charges of DUI, negligent manslaughter, aggravated manslaughter of a child, and contributing to the delinquency, dependency, or need of services of a minor. Officials say Thomas was driving on Jackson Street with a two-month-old child April of last year. That child was not restrained in a child safety seat. FHP says that she crashed into a sedan that was backing out of a driveway and was intoxicated at the time. The infant died of injuries sustained in that crash. Thomas is now being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. A man that raped and killed a woman in Orlando has been executed by the state. Thomas Guadinas was executed at 6:13 last night at Florida State Prison in Bradford County. He died by lethal injection. He had raped and killed Michelle McGrath in 1994. Guadinas' last visitor was his mother yesterday morning. Another execution is set for next month. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Rolling back to accident-free again right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you're southbound on Highway 90 trying to get to either Scenic or 9 Mile. Just some minor delays at that light. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout your day today, high near 95 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in through the overnight period tonight, going into early Thursday morning. A few storms could be strong with the possibility of damaging winds and hail. Going into the rest of your Thursday... We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout your day today, high near 95 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in through the overnight period tonight, going into early Thursday morning. A few storms could be strong with the possibility of damaging winds and hail. Going into the rest of your Thursday, we will have conditions calming down, high near 92 by Thursday afternoon, and by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 81 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now, a mixed open for the markets today. The Dow is down 16.5 points, 43.72. S&P's up 13.5 points, 61.05. NASDAQ up 124.5 points at 20,036. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.324% today. Gold price is down 420 at $33.2970. Silver up 3 cents at $35.77. Crypto is up across the board. Bitcoin up over 2,100 at $107.717. Ethereum's up just about a buck. Solana is up 365 at 147.15. Dogecoin up just a fraction of a cent. And that's at 16 cents right now. And XRP is up a penny today. Spirit Airlines is objecting to a proposed alliance between JetBlue and United. Spirit's filed a complaint with the Department of Transportation. They're calling for the review period of the proposed partnership to be extended to allow for more public scrutiny. The discount carrier claims that proposal is similar to an alliance between JetBlue and American Airlines that was struck down in 2023 for violating antitrust laws. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they are looking into last weekend's inaugural deployment of Tesla's self-driving robo-taxis. The service launched in Austin, Texas, with influencers using the service and posting video. Those videos have now drawn the attention of the government because some of the cars appeared to have difficulty following traffic laws. They were captured speeding and crossing double yellow lines. Now, Walmart is agreeing to pay $10 million to settle an FTC investigation. The Federal Trade Commission alleges that the retail giant allowed scammers to use its in-store money transfer services to defraud consumers out of hundreds of millions of dollars all across the nation. A years-long investigation by the FTC claimed that Walmart didn't implement sufficient anti-fraud safeguards. Your next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You know, if you're thinking about getting a different home, perhaps a second home, I mean, you may want a beach house in addition to your regular home, and you're trying to, like, understand what's the economics of that, what's the market doing, what is it likely to do over the next couple of months, hey, call Christina Leavenworth, ask her. This is what she does for folks all the time, is helps them make good decisions, helps them better understand information they don't already have, think about problems, challenges, and obstacles that they might not already be considering. Now, this is true whether you're looking at a second home, you're looking at a rental home, you're looking at changing homes, downsizing, you know, because you're empty nesters, or upsizing because you're, you know, early nesters, or whatever the case may be. You just want to change venue. You know, you've been living in Warrington and you want to live in Milton, or you've been living in Milton and you want to live in Cantonment, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe you're in the military, you're changing station, you need to sell your home, or you are, know somebody who's coming here from somewhere else, and she works with military folks all the time. The point is, lots of transactions, lots of people helped. Three and a half, four times a week, she's closing a deal with somebody. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
The cost of health care is in the news. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
How do you dress inside your house? 437-1620, that's the question for the day. And here's why I ask this question. Years ago, I remember I was doing sales, maybe doing Amway or something like that anyway, and I'd set up a meeting to go meet somebody in their house. And I showed up, and he was wearing what I would describe today as probably business casual plus. You know, he looked really nice. I mean, slacks, like an Oxford shirt, but not a tie. And it kind of surprised me when I showed up. They always teach you to show up in a shirt and a tie and a suit anyway, but that's beside the point. It caught me off guard because I thought, who in their house at 7 o'clock at night dresses like this? Well, he did. Now, I know when I – we'll tell you how I dress inside of my house, but that's the question, is when you get home from work, do you immediately downgrade? And how many levels do you downgrade? Do you go – all the way to bathrobe? You know, do you go just to shorts and a t-shirt? Do you downgrade it? I mean, some people, maybe you, I don't know, super old school, you wear a shirt and a tie until you go to sleep at night. I don't know. That's why I'm kind of curious. 437-1620. Now, John, you and I already dress, well, me more than you dress like slobs to begin with. So, I mean, we're not in radio because we love dressing up.
Exactly. Oh, no comment.
And I always feel a little bit skeptical about somebody who dresses up for radio because, like, that's weird. I have, in the past, had to wear a tie to radio and because my boss believed that that made you better. I believe that it made you nervous. Anyway, John Pickens, so what is your method when you get home at night?
First thing I do, PJ pants and a t-shirt.
There it is. Rips, holes?
Oh, no. No. I have a lot of old baseball shirts from when I coached. So those are very comfortable. And then PJ pants. I mean,
I'm gonna grade your level of slovenliness.
They might match too.
Here, but wait for my question. Okay. You ready? Okay. If you have to go to the Walmart, or as some people say, the Walmarts, if you have to go to the Walmart, do you have to change a tire up a grade in order to feel comfortable at the Walmart? Or are you good as you could go?
Oh, no, I have to change pants.
You have to upgrade. Okay. So yeah, you're.
We need to do a small upgrade.
Walmart minus at home.
Now, if I'm going through the drive-thru somewhere.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, yeah. You can wear anything you want at the drive-thru. Well, you know, that, whatever. Yeah. Okay, all right, Meg, at home.
At the risk of being.
Can I take a guess?
At the risk of being risque.
Bathrobe.
Bathrobe.
At the risk of being risque, I speak for every woman in America. The minute you walk in that door, the bra comes off.
Freedom.
Oh. I'm telling you, women, do you identify? Yes, you do. That is the first order of business. Everything else is irrelevant. However,
I know
then
it's the first thing I do when I get home.
Then I do the t-shirt, usually summertime shorts, you know, baggy shorts, or in the wintertime, leggings, baggy, wet, you know, leggings.
But and definitely comfort.
Shoes come off and socks, woolly, warm, wonderful socks.
All right. So full comfort.
Full comfort.
Home.
All about the comfort.
If you had, again, I'm going to ask my Walmart as a standard question, because I think the Walmart bar is, what's we want to say, not high.
Yeah.
Okay?
I
if you had to go out to go to Walmart, would you feel the need to dress back up a little?
Always, because if I don't, I always run into someone important.
Someone
I know that I haven't seen in 20 years, and I don't want to be there in my slippers and my sweatpants. So usually try to look, you know, like casual nice. But yeah, I can't fit in with the Walmart attire.
All right, so this we found something to me mildly interesting here, because for me,
your bathrobe.
No,
I know it.
Oh. No, I'm shorts and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm shorts and a t-shirt at work. I mean,
well,
I'm wearing shorts. It's a Cardinal shirt right now. I'm actually wearing a sweatshirt over that because we always keep this studio at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. And so I always wear a sweatshirt or a sweater. But my normal at home is the same shorts and a t-shirt that I would wear if I were going to work or going out. Every once in a while, I might put on a polo depending on where I'm going. But my level of attire is pretty consistent across the board inside or outside the house. It's not too low inside and it's definitely not very high outside.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and when I did mornings, I was much more. I mean, I was lucky I had a sweatshirt. You know, like, but because I do pep talk now, I have guests that come in.
Professional
demeanor,
all
that. I'm
going
to look a little bit professional. Yeah. Okay. So, you know.
Your text, 437-1620. How do you dress inside your house, either when not in a work day at all or like after the work day? I'm just kind of curious. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. See, some minor delays on Davis Highway southbound. As you approach Olive Road, again, just minor delays to hit those traffic lights. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. We've got a brand new advertiser on the show, Quality Roofing Solutions. I sat down with Brian, the owner, the other day, the founder. They started in 2006, so 19 years they have been here, so they will continue to be here. You can trust that. And, you know, the thing that they do, I mean, they rate so high, like 4.9 on Google. Who has a 4.9 on Google? That's insane. So good. But it's all about customer service and returning phone calls and talking you through the process like they know you're not an expert. You know how sometimes you interact with people who build things, do things for a living, and they talk to you like you're an idiot because you don't know? And well, they know you don't know stuff, and so they'll talk you through the process and take time to explain everything. They warranty the roof for lifetime. Okay, so they know that roof is going to stand there, and they know it's going to be good quality. And it's a little thing, but there's a lot of little things that make them different. They have a comprehensive online resource of photos related to your job. So if you need to prove to the insurance company that you had your roof done 3 years ago by them, they have the photos to prove it. They have the before and after photos. They have hundreds of photos for every job. Why? Because that's proof. Also, that's great if there's ever a storm. You have a comprehensive set of photos to show the adjuster, hey, this is what we had before this storm hit. And again, these are little things that they do, but all these little things add up to the great customer service that they provide. Quality Roofing Solutions. If you need a roof or you need an inspection, give them a call, 777-0961, or check them out online at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Back to the text line on the question of the day, how do you dress inside your home? Do you stay formal after work? Do you go down a level? If you had to leave, would you have to dress back up in order to go back out? 437-1620. We got a text here. And by the way, you can always text me your name if you want me to know. We don't have a caller ID. So if you don't tell me your name, I don't know who you are. But if you want me to refer to you by name on air. I will, no problem. Just, you know, tell me your name and your text. Anyway, gym shorts and a t-shirt. All right. Gym shorts are even a step down for me. The only time I would ever wear, John's like, it's every day.
I don't want the visual.
Gym shorts would be if I'm doing like yard work or something. I
still don't want that visual.
Well, not.
Protect others.
Not 1979. Okay, because I'm like, edged side cut. I mean, I'm not. Good Lord.
Yikes.
Umbros, baby. And I don't even think I own Umbros anymore. Back in the day, for anybody who's not old enough. Okay, inside my home, it's a no-pants party.
Yes.
If outside, I didn't have kids. Clothes come off immediately upon walking through the door. Pajamas only at home. See, that's what I was wondering, is how many people are PJs at home?
Oh, yes.
And, of course, in today's environment, it's not always PJs only inside the home. Again, go to Walmart. Let's see. T-shirt and, Davis says T-shirt and gym shorts. And we'll stay in those clothes if I need to run to the store. Sarah says, immediately shower and then get in pajamas. Oh, a whole protocol.
Wow.
A sanitization protocol. This is like, you know, COVID era stuff. And then into pajamas, and I'll even go to Target or Publix in the pajamas. Nice. Oh, somebody agrees with you, Meg, that for sure the bra comes off first.
Absolutely.
And without taking off the shirt. Oh, so it's a contortion exercise. Okay, it's skill.
If you know how to do it, you know how to do it. There you go.
Y'all are talented.
In the front door, to the bedroom, into very shorts casual, maybe straight into pajama shorts. I love it. Oh, another. Yes, Meg, the bra comes off right away. I love it. You've got all this sister solidarity going on here. I love it.
You, sisters.
Let's see. I wear the oldest pair of underwear I can find with the same cutoff sweat shorts that have holes in them. Sometimes in conjunction, I wear a tank top that's ripped off from 2010 and it drives my wife nuts. In a good way or a bad way? I don't know. Anyway, let's see. That's Clint, by the way. Slacks, shirt, tie off, leave the undershirt and the knee-high socks. Add the basketball shorts and the Crocs.
Yeehaw.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a visual.
I can't unsee what I'm being asked to see right now.
What a visual.
Oh, now this is interesting. Okay, a suit and a tie, just like the black and white days. Just kidding. He said, just kidding. Generally, anything that's comfortable but not necessarily presentable. Let's see, somebody just says, dress? Okay, I'm like the dad on the Goldbergs. Oh, nice. I have to dress up because if I don't, I could get arrested for indecent exposure. Oh, that's a whole other.
Yeah, well, we'll save that topic for
another
day. Okay,
because that's a good question. Is it wrong to?
We talked about that the other day.
Is it wrong to inside that? Yeah, that's actually a good question. We'll save that, though. Let's say we're the same thing at home as at work. Boatyard fashion. Okay, all right. Not a work day. Shorts and a t-shirt. When I worked and got home, I stayed in my slacks, my dress shirt till bed. Really? That's just, I find business attire so uncomfortable, especially wearing the slacks. I definitely got to get into shorts. That's from Michael says that. Shorts. Flips, shirt all day, every day. If I cannot wear flip-flops, I do not go. Tim. All right, very good. So, yeah, it's just interesting. I don't have anybody that's really like, I just go home and get naked.
You know, the other...
But you know there were people.
Oh, there are.
You know there were people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I have children. So.
But, you know, it's interesting, too, when you mentioned COVID, because I can remember thinking the next question would be, did you fully dress for Zoom interviews? And Zoom conversations.
Oh,
on
yeah.
COVID.
Or do half and half.
Yeah.
Right.
It was funny. It's one of the funniest commercials when they showed those people that had nothing, like they had these suits and ties on and then shorts.
a lot of consistent answers here. Shorts and t-shirts, no ties. Who wears a tie? What's wrong with you? And they love getting rid of their bras. So, Meg, you have led the no bra parade today.
I am woman.
You're
hear me
great
roar.
At protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Never let go. I will never let go, Jack.
Oh, she absolutely let go. A woman on a door plank that clearly has enough room for two people on it in the middle of the ocean in the cold after the Titanic sinks tells you she won't let go. Don't trust her.
No.
8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, come on. So good. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free throughout our area and not seeing any delays either. I-10, I-110 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Congratulations, former Congressman Matt Gaetz. His wife Ginger is pregnant. They're expecting their first child. Congratulations. That's fantastic. I love it. Baby Gaetz coming in 2025, she wrote in a post, along with a picture of her baby bump and the sonogram, and that's just fantastic. Meanwhile, in California, some new laws are going into effect, and normally these would be terrible laws, but I actually read through the list of at least some of them, and I thought they were mostly fairly good ideas. One of them, Assembly Bill 2202, requires platforms like Airbnb to show all fees and penalties, including cleaning fees, before the booking is completed. If you do not, you can be fined up to $10,000, eliminating the idea of surprise fees, after fees, and all of that kind of stuff, so that you know in advance what's everything you might be charged. Love it. I don't do a lot of Airbnb. I don't do a lot of traveling of this sort, but I got to imagine that that is a hallelujah moment for most travelers. Yes, John? Okay. Pet insurance, which... if you don't have pets, it sounds absurd, but if you've ever had to pay an emergency room bill for a pet, good Lord. Anyway, pet insurance companies now also have to clearly explain why premiums go up. Senate Bill 1217 says insurers who do pet insurance have to tell you if the rate hikes are due to the pet's age, location, or other reasons. They also have to spell out waiting periods, medical exam rules, and what conditions aren't covered, you know, like regular insurance, but even better. Subscription services like your Netflix, businesses offering streaming, food delivery, or any other subscription must now let people cancel as easily as they sign up. Assembly Bill 2863 enforces a click-to-cancel rule and requires annual reminders with pricing and cancellation info. And how many, yes, I'm serious, screens do you have to go through? Great. It should be the easiest thing to do. Sign up, sign out, you know, like easy. Health insurance is also expanding. SB 729 requires most plans to cover infertility diagnoses and treatments, including IVF. There's some religious exemptions for that one. I think this is a good thing, because anything that's designed to make the body work better should be covered by medical insurance. And IVF is generally designed to make the body function as it should. Now, people get really confused about this because, you know, they want, like, to prevent pregnancy and want that covered by health insurance. That's not helping the body function better. That's helping the body not function as it should. That's why when they say things like, well, blue pills for guys. Well, yeah, to help the body function properly as opposed to improperly. People get very confused on this subject. So anyway, very good bills, generally speaking. I like what they're doing. Local.